has it all for your broiler chicks. Find us at plot number 20554 Chinika Industrial Area off Mumba Road, Lusaka. In all outlets, look around for Ripper Stock Feed. To find out more, call us on 0953-624050 or 0971-864700. Ripper Stock Feed, the Feed Masters.
Introducing Kung Fu Energy Drink, your push for the next conquest. Kung Fu Energy Drink, Master.
The news,
community news.
First, the local news.
Good afternoon and welcome to Community News. Take a look at stories making headlines. Chief Sonkotwe hails government for development initiatives in the district. Siavonga District Forestry Department warns against illegal cutting down of trees. With the details, my name is Kalunga Mokulango Mamwape. We start with Luapula. Chief Sonkotwe of the Ushi-speaking people in the Melenge district of Luapula province has commended the government for the ongoing development initiatives taking place within the district. He says that the developmental efforts are meant to significantly enhance the quality of life for the individuals residing in the area. Chief Sonkotwe says that the government's unwavering dedication to fostering development, as well as providing essential social amenities and implementing empowerment programs, has played a crucial role in improving the living standards of the people in rural communities. He says that the development will bring a positive impact on citizens, noting that they will not only aim to address immediate needs, but also work towards the suitable upliftment of the livelihood in the district.
Kuleto tela tuwa kwete polisi poli. Awe njibale tila jiyo ni polisi station. Yo mkwa hii, yata yari polisi station. Yari polisi station. Bale kula mayanda yawa, yawa shirika. Namo te yawa shirika. Ifyo, kuleto tela, mwe bomba. Mwe mkwa, unanda kwenzu.
In Siavonga, Siavonga District Forestry Department has confiscated about 356 bags of charcoal from illegal charcoal burners. District Forestry Department Officer William Waller says that the selling of charcoal along the roadside is prohibited. He says that patrols and confiscation of illegal charcoal burning in the district will continue and ensure that those involved in the illegal activities face the law. Mr. Waller says that intensive patrols will help curb the illegal cutting down of trees, stating that this will also reduce deforestation in the district. He has since cautioned the local residents to desist from engaging themselves in the illegal cutting down of trees in the district.
Agencies such as the Zambia Police, the Drug Enforcement Commission, and also ourselves, we mobilized and went to charcoal hotspot areas where we confiscated all the unlicensed charcoal which was found along the road. So we have, as you can see, we have managed to confiscate about 356 bags of charcoal, which on Monday go to the manor of this.
We continue with the Shikankata. A 29-year-old woman has died after a riverbank collapsed now while she and her colleagues were engaged in illegal gold mining at the Lusito River in Shikankata District, Southern Province. The incident occurred on the 27th of October 2025 around 17:15 hours, and the deceased has been identified as Lorraine Ngezi of Awonga Village under Chief Sindambwe in Siavonga District. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Osensio Daka says that Miss Ngezi and another woman had been operating at the illegal mining site for 3 days. explains that on the day of the accident, as they were preparing to leave the riverbank, suddenly gave way and collapsed on the deceased. Mr. Daka says that a colleague immediately called for help from other miners who managed to retrieve the body before reporting the matter to Malabo Police Post. He states that the deceased sustained bruises and is suspected to have suffered broken ribs, adding that the body has since been deposited in the Jikankata Mission Hospital mortuary, awaiting post-mortem and burial. Mr. Daka has urged the public to refrain from illegal and unsafe mining activities, warning that such practices poses a serious risk and have continued to result in loss of life. We take a break. We do have more news after that.
10 app and get breaking news on all your devices. News.
I would want to dispute this. If this is at Funokana, kuti CDFC Serenza, the border. If a constituency had since independence, it's one of the least developed. Which are these the constituency more you may in a permanent Nankara elected as a member of parliament. Literally, I found nothing.
Cash Community News on Millennium Radio at 0630 and 14 hours weekdays.
Kono pamoela baliubu yantansi. Tuleto tela abakateka bakutuletela uyantansi. Kwena tuleto tela tulipansi bakutuletela mayanda. Kwale bobujushi pamulandu wabo akafundisha. Ifintu ifingi balei bakona pasukulu pamulandu wabo sitapali abakushiloleke chapo.
Millennium Radio, your number one in news and talk station.
Thank you very much for staying tuned. We do continue with Lusaka. Africa Fire Mission United States, a based non-profit organization, has noted steady progress in Zambia's firefighting sector, citing the expansion of fire brigades, construction of new fire stations, and growing collaboration with local authorities to secure essential equipment and resources. The organization has been active in Zambia since 2015, focuses on developing fire services and empowering communities in developing countries by deploying international volunteers to share firefighting knowledge and best practices. Africa Fire Mission Programs Director Mike Coe says that the organization places particular emphasis on community sensitization and engagement, encouraging stronger partnerships between fire brigades and residents to promote safety awareness and reduce negative interactions during emergency responses. Speaking on the sidelines of a training session for various fire department stakeholders held at Eden University, Mr. Koo says that the mission has maintained a long-term partnership with the university, which offers a Bachelor of Science in Fire Engineering and Risk Management attended by firefighters and chief officers from Zambia and neighboring countries. Mr. Koo reaffirmed the organization's commitment to strengthening firefighting capacity and community safety in Zambia through skills development and international collaboration. He says that the mission is conducting a national training program at Eden University, bringing together firefighters from across the country to enhance operational skills and improve service delivery. He added that Zambia remains one of Africa's fire missions key focus countries, noting that after a temporary pause during the COVID-19 pandemic, the organization has resumed activities, working closely with local brigades and government agencies to rebuild capacity and improve preparedness. We end community news on that note, but before we go, here's a look at the stories that made headlines once more. Chief Sokontwe of the Ushi-speaking people in Milenge district of Lopula province has commended the government for the ongoing development initiatives taking place within the district. Siavonga District Forestry Department has confiscated about 356 bags of charcoal from illegal charcoal burners. That is what we could accommodate for you this afternoon. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Kalunga Mukulango Mamwape. Up next is a business forum.